Hey guys, welcome back to the Red Podcast. It's me, Roy, and I'm here with...
Big E. Big E? Like Biggie Small? I just thought about it too. Yeah, like the rapper.
Okay.
Not like Big E, B-I-G-G-I-E. It's like B-I-G space, capital E.
Oh, okay. So you're phony.
No, it's two different people. That was the great. I'm just Big E.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you get it.
All right. Anywho. You're smart. So, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about basically the latest episodes of Demon Slayer.
Our opinions on like the season so far.
Yeah, we're on episode 4 of this current season. What is this? Season 3 or 4? What was it?
Season 3. Well, I don't know how they would structure it, cuz Mugen Train was a movie, but then it's like spaced apart into like a whole entire season.
Technically, I think that was considered part of season 2, right? It was like the epilogue of season 2, right? That's how they framed it, or was it its own season?
I think it was its own season, because isn't it its own arc in the manga?
Yeah, but I think they kind of really shortened. They shortened it because they made it a movie, but they also did the episodes, and those were not a full season either. I forgot how many episodes were in there, but it wasn't a full season's worth.
I guess. I don't know. We're going to say season 3.
Yeah,
I think
season 3.
That's season 3. So, thoughts, opinions.
Okay.
Like, what do you think so far?
I don't know. No spoilers. Okay. I don't know how I feel about this, and maybe it's just me getting bit.
Oh, I think I already know what you're going to talk about.
What?
No, okay. Go.
Is maybe just me getting tired of the shonen trope, I guess. Similar to like Marvel fatigue with the superheroes. It's just kind of like, damn, it's like all these are like the same after a while. With this, what I'm realizing is that I'm not a fan of the trope of like these youngsters just being like, basically they haven't killed demons in like centuries. And these youngsters all are as powerful in the, like, all at the same time. I could understand a one freak genius, right? But you're telling me everybody in the show just happens to be, like, just trained for a month and stronger than everybody that's been training for, you know, years, decades, dedicated their life to this craft, and somebody comes and it just outclasses them? Like, to me... Like, in real life, that happens. There's people that are just naturally gifted and talented in something, and it might take them a lot less time to get to the level of somebody who spent years doing it. But those are rare, rare people. Not, like, everybody in the show. Not everybody who picks up, like, the guitar is going to become better than, you know, whoever the best guitarist is out there, you know. So that kind of annoys me, because last season, in season 2, we had how you call it, we had Upper Demon, what was it, Demon 6, Upper Demon 6, with her sister, with his sister
Daki,
and Daki and the other guy, what's his
last name,
I forgot his name, but they were like the main baddies, right? And our heroes struggled to, you know, defeat Upper Moon 6. Mm-hmm. And then to the point where they passed out, and this season opens up, not really spoilers, but Tanjiro is in a coma for a little bit in the beginning. And now he's fighting Upper Demon 5, I believe, where we're at.
Yeah, 5 and 4.
It's, at least for now, maybe things will switch up, but it's seeming a little easier. He hasn't defeated them or anything, but it's just like they're fighting on par. Of course, the demons just kind of have like their blood magic art or whatever it's called, their blood art.
Yeah.
Cause them to be tricky to defeat. But other than that, they're like fighting blow for blow and kind of keeping up. Whereas the last one, it wasn't even Tanjiro who defeated Doc. It was the Hashira, right? If I'm
the final fight, it was Zenitsu and what's his name that chopped off Daki's head.
What about the brother?
For Gotaro,
yeah, Gitaro, yeah, I think of something like
that. I'm butchering the shit, but I think it was Tanjiro that cut his head off.
It was Tanjiro. I could have sworn it was the ninja guy, the Hashira, that did it. But
Mr. Flashy Flash?
Either way, it was a fight that left him in a coma for a period of time. I don't remember exactly how long they said he was in a coma for, but a period of time. But now he's like not even fully recovered from what I understand, but he's back. And so that's my main gripe with it. It's just kind of like it seems like the progression of power on our protagonist, it just seems absurd. And the thing is, they're only going to get stronger. This is only Upper Moon 4 and 5. And if anime and shonen have taught me anything, Upper Moon 1 and 2 are completely out of in a different league compared to 4 and 5. You know what I mean? That's 100%. How anime usually is. Like the number one guy is like at least 10 spaces off. So you're telling me, I don't know who defeats, I haven't read the manga. But that's my thing.
Wait, what? You haven't finished the manga for Demon Slayer?
I haven't, no.
I thought you finished it.
I didn't read it because I like the anime so much, and I'm the type of guy, if I read the manga, it's hard for me to watch the anime.
Fuck. Yeah, I read it, so I know what happens and how who and who dies.
Yeah, so I don't... That's one of my gripes with it. Other than that, I would say now it's picking up. But the first couple episodes were
build up
is a slice of life for me. It was a little bit too comedic, but the comedic was not the type of comedy I like. It was more of like this type of comedy
cutesy comedy, right? Yeah, it's weird.
I wasn't a fan of it.
That's cheap.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
I wasn't crazy about that. But that was episode 3, and then midway, kind of like something happens, and it switched, and then I'm like, okay, we're back in action. And I'm a meathead when it comes to that. I just like the anime with fights and things, action going on. Doesn't mean I can't enjoy the downtime, but I need the downtime to be leading to something. I don't care to watch like slice of life shit. So that's my.
I love slice.
Yeah, I know. So, but that's my take on it. Of course, the animation is as beautiful as ever. The characters that we're getting introduced to, I like. What's the guy with the that looks like a girl? What's his name? Mushiro or Mishiro?
The Miss Hashira?
Yeah, the Miss Hashira. What's his name?
I don't know.
Oh my god, we gotta have a fucking board in front of us when we do this. What the heck, man? Let me look it up now while we Miss Hashira. Muchiro.
Muchiro, yeah. Tokito.
Yeah. Tokito. So him. I'm not a crazy about this anime archetype. Not necessarily crazy about them, but he's fine. He's going to change throughout the arc. You can see he's going through like a character growth. But I don't know if this is spoiler, but it seems like his past, we're going to be learning more about it, which may be why he acts the way he does. Surprisingly, I don't usually like this archetype, the Bakugo archetype. But I like this this guy. This new what do you call him? What, the one with the mohawk.
I forgot his name.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, we gotta have a board next time, like, so I could, cause but the, he's a guy with the mohawk.
Oh, Ginya.
Ginya. Yeah, I don't usually like that archetype, that loud and angry and just bad, like, you know what I mean, like the Bakugo type of archetype.
Bakugo, he's talking about from My Hero.
From My Hero Academia. Yeah. I think everybody, if they know any anime, they know who Bakugo is.
For old school people, no, it's not the fucking thing that you throw on the ground. Like the little
balls. What's a Bakugo? Oh, that's Bakugan, bro.
I know, but I'm just saying.
But yeah, I like him so far. I really do.
Why? Because he has shotgun,
a fucking shotgun. He shoots fucking demons. Like, heads off. I'm like, yo, can't be more badass than that. And he doesn't see.
Yeah,
and
he's shooting upper. He's shooting upper Moon 4's head
and,
off. That's
and
crazy.
That's what I'm saying with the power, like how strong these people are getting randomly. Because if you remember, I think he's in the same class as Tanjiro. Like, they graduated at the same time. And Tanjiro was the first person to have defeated the upper moon in the past 100 years or something like that. Or 60 years. It was a long period of time before any demon slayer has killed an upper moon. So you're telling me Tanjiro and all his buddies had to muster the strength to kill an upper moon. And somebody who's closely in strength with an upper moon, they're like
no, Daki is considered as
Daki, but was the brother upper moon, or were they considered upper moon together?
Both of them are upper moon.
Okay, they're the same number though, right? They're both upper moon 6. They were like one.
But I think Gutaro was
the real upper moon.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it took a Hashira, and three pretty strong people and three ninja badasses, sexy little ninjas, not me, but to defeat two upper moons, quote unquote. And you're telling me this guy who probably hasn't gone through anything that strenuous is blowing off upper moon 5's head? That seems a little sketch to me.
I feel like with you, I think the power scaling has always been an issue.
You always
find an issue with the power scaling in anime. And I mean, I get it, dude. Yeah, absolutely. Because like, I have to agree with you. Like, man, like, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4 Like, 4 of the brand new Demon Slayers that are kids are equal, if not strong, to be like, become like a Hashira to be on the same level, which is, to me, is crazy because like Hashira is like supposed to be like, you know, that one in a like a million or a thousand,
a
million
yeah. And yeah, you just happen to, and remember how these people met Zenitsu? He met him kind of like during the challenge thing, right? Mm-hmm. And that's cool. That's where he met Zenitsu, right? If I'm not mistaken.
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Yeah, but I remember how he met Boarhead, what's his name?
Inosuke.
It was basically when they were in the flipping house, and they came outside, and Inosuke was there trying to kill Nezuko, I think. Was it trying to kill Nezuko, or was he beating? Yeah, he was trying to kill Nezuko, and then Zenitsu was defending him, and he was fucking up Zenitsu or something like that. I might be misremembering, but he's a random guy, too, for the most part. And they're just like all strong. Like, I'm fine with my main character not being the strongest. Like, I'm perfectly fine. I don't care if my main dude doesn't become the strongest at the end of the series. Like, the series end without him being the strongest. Unless that was his goal. I guess it's kind of anticlimactic if his goal is to be the absolute strongest and he's not strongest at the end. Like, just basic story structure and telling for shonen, at least, because it's supposed to be I guess the hero wins and gets their goal, and it's supposed to be inspiring. So it's not necessarily a good idea to have your hero not achieve his goal at the end. But like any other story, I'm fine if they resolve the main issue, the main bad guy, and then my hero is not the top dog in the universe.
Yeah, I'm fine with that too. Like, again, like to me, like, I get like the why they do it for power scaling and stuff like that. But I do agree with you. Like I said, it's just I'm okay with like my guy not being the best guy, not being number one, not being strongest. But like, I would like to have like an anime where like he is like basically training. Like you could see him training, even though he's not getting stronger. He's like, he's still training there, but he's still not close to number one, regardless of like how much he trains. Just because number one's considered like a rarity, like an oddity.
Yeah.
Versus us, like, oh well, you train so hard, so here we go.
Same thing. This is why I like Hunter Hunter, because
Hunter Hunter is like the best.
Yeah, because it's like the power scaling makes sense. Of course, they do have gradual people getting a lot stronger, but since people fight with their with Nen ability, a lot of times it's more mental than physical. So somebody's just outsmarting someone or using their ability more cleverly. Like you, one of the top guys in the verse is Hisoka, and all he does is freaking bungee gum, which has the property of both rubber and gum. That's a whole meme in the community.
And was it a texture surprise?
Yeah, so you know he's one of the top guys because he's his brain. Another anime is kind of the Jujutsu Kaisen. I really like that because you're introduced to the top guy at the very first episode, I believe. And you don't, like, there's nobody topping him. Like, he just, like, the way the universe is built in the laws, within following those laws, like, he just, I don't see how somebody could beat him. And spoiler, he gets, you know, written out of the story creatively for a long period of time, because I think it was one of those things, like, how do you make this satisfying if he's still around? Like, how do you write a story? How do you make it the stakes higher, make it believable that everybody's dealing with this trouble? Like, you would have to be a bad writer to write that character getting beat up when everybody knows he can't. So I think the best thing, like, is to send him away somehow to get him out of the story.
Yeah, because he is, like, again, like, from the manga, they state, like, when he was born, he literally altered the balance between, like, demons.
He made everybody stronger first, just by the birth, because everybody just had to be stronger to keep, like, so naturally people, like, demons became, like, curses naturally became stronger just by his birth.
No, like, in the manga, it's stated that he, like, this is, like, one panel. It's saying, like, when he was born, he literally shifted a balance to, like, where now there is balance. Before he was not born, people were using curse energy, killing people, whatever. But as soon as he was born, balance
shifted. I'm referring to the manga. I remember what scene I'm talking to.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that fucking
crazy? Yeah, I'm referring to the manga. He said, like, no, it was he made so the wild demons strong. Like, curses had to become stronger naturally. Try to keep up with him. But like, if you know anything about his ability in the world that he lives in, it's just kind of like you have to use gas for your car, right? And literally you could drive your car, but you have to use, everybody uses gas, but for him, his car, the amount of gas it takes him to get to point A to point B is negligible at all times. So it's like, even if you have your car holds more gallons, and him, let's say my car only holds a gallon of gas, like, right, and yours hold 30, like, but you use a normal rate, and mine, I use, like, literally fractions upon fractions of gas to get to the same distance. It doesn't really matter how big your reservoir is. So he's busted in that sense.
Yeah, he's broken. Like, he's a legit broken, Gojo's legit broken. And I
like that he's, like, you know, because I can't see any any of the main characters, and that's all to say, like, I don't see any of the main characters being stronger than him.
No, yeah, because he is the number one. Like, again, like, and that's, I think that's one thing I did like about Jujutsu Kaisen. It's like, there's a lot of stuff I didn't like, but the power scaling is
whoa.
As in, like,
you said you didn't like. I started defending them immediately. But go ahead.
but yeah, like the power scaling, like how like they hype him up, and like it makes sense though. Like he is like that one in a million mm-hmm. person to be both born with, like, you know, his I guess his clan's
both of his
Kekkei Genkai.
Both of his clans Kekkei Genkai. His clan has two, and yeah, most people usually have one or the other. And he has
And like he's the first one to have.
He's both. Not the first one,
and like,
but he.
Well,
in recent times.
And like how like he's so strong, like the only thing that can stop him is just to steal him away. You can't kill him. Like the only thing is just to stop him.
Yeah.
Is to steal away. And even then, I think they're I don't know if I was reading this or this is more like the theory crafting part, is that even then, we don't know if that that seal is gonna like hold him.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not getting into spoilers for it because that's not what people are here for. But the thing I will say, which I don't see how it's possible, but Gojo, I don't take Gojo for a liar. He did tell, what's the black haired guy name?
That's so...
Megumi.
That's a lot of
I was thinking about like I was thinking people. About protagonist though. He did tell Megumi that the last person who had his abilities was defeated by a Ten Shadows user. So I don't know how that worked, like because Megumi was like feeling down or something about, and he's like, yo, I don't know, you have one of the craziest techniques, because the last person who 300 years ago or something, who had the six eyes and was Infinity, like they were defeated by a Ten Shadows user. That's which is the cool. same ability that Megumi has.
That's pretty cool.
But yeah. So what don't you like about it? And then we'll go back to Demon Slayer and you can give me your points on that.
I don't know. I have to wait until like it becomes animated, because there's some parts where I'm just like, I'm worried that they're gonna, like, my biggest fear is just like adding the slice of life stuff into it.
But you said you don't like about the story though.
No, I like the story. I like the story, like, from like, let me take that back. I don't like the fact of like if they're gonna change it from like. If they adapt the manga to like anime and they change it, that's one thing I'm afraid of.
They won't change it, because I think a lot of times with these seasonal animes, they're pretty faithful to the source material.
Yeah,
words might change around. Maybe sometimes they change like when something happens, scene one, like they put it at three, maybe to make it a little bit more clear of what's going on. Things might fights extend a little bit more, because at the end of the day, when you're watching a, like, let's say Gojo, like in the movie where he was doing a 30 piece combo on that one African
guy.
Bro,
that was so crazy.
I'm sure in the manga it was like it was two panels. So that kind of stuff is just animation. You have to add the middle parts that us as users have to.
The movie was pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
That was a really good movie.
That surprised me. And speaking of movies, let's go back to Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer.
We went all the way to Jujutsu Kaisen. So for me, one thing I really did like about Demon Slayer this season is that the first episode, it felt like I was watching a movie. Mm-hmm. It was just crazy. I'm just like, what have we like become as in like in terms of like, animation studios and like quality of animation? Because I'm just like, this is like movie quality stuff. Mm-hmm. Like I would literally... Like, you would go to the movie theater to just watch this. And I was just like, I was blown away. I'm like, wow. I was like, what a way to start a season with a fucking movie.
And speaking of that, I think the first episode was longer, right? It's like an hour long episode.
Yeah, almost an hour. Yeah, it was crazy. I was very surprised in it. But so far for the season, I'm enjoying it. I mean, granted, I wish the slice of lifeness was kind of cut a little bit shorter. Again, because I'm more so inclined to like the action. Like I want to see, especially where you already know what's gonna happen to, like at the end of like the season. I just want to see like how everything is gonna be like how everything's gonna be like, animated. That's what I'm more excited for, is to see how like the people take it to like the next level. Cause like man, the fight between Daki and Win Hashira, man, that was such a good fight.
That
Oh, what's his name? The guy.
ninja.
The ninja guy, and then what's that fucking dude's name? Gitaro? Gitaro? Yeah, the Upper Moon
Yeah,
6, yeah.
we'll just call him Upper Moon 6. But
But so far, it's to me, so far I'm enjoying it. You know, it's just another anime on my list of things to watch. But yeah,
so far,
I don't really have much of it. Yeah.
on the episode 1 through 4, if you'd had to give it like a 1
A
through 10
rating?
rating,
Oh
on
my
what you've
God,
seen
like
so
maybe like
far.
probably like 6.5.
Yeah, that's everything, story, animation, progression, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so let's go with story. Right now it's kind of slow paced, so like I give it a 6, 6.5. Animation, it gets like a 9. Progression,
Character development, all that kind of
maybe
stuff.
six.
Okay.
Character, it's just nothing really has happened, because like everything that's happening now is just the same thing that always happened. You know, Tanjiro is a good-hearted kid, you know, trying to look out for the little guy, trying to like, you know, encourage everybody to do the right thing, blah blah blah. That's like honestly everything else is like a everything else other than animation is like a 6.5. Animation in itself is about like a 9.
Okay.
That's the best way I can put it.
I'd have to agree with that.
Because nothing has really happened. I get the fights are happening, but still, I don't know. It just feels like something's missing. You know, like I feel like everybody who watched Demon Slayer from like the first season to like Mugen Train has to agree. Like, oh, it's pretty much like we're just watching kind of the same thing but different people.
Yeah, because this new demon splits up just like it's like you have to kill all of them at once kind of thing. At least that's the they're theorizing. I don't know the story ahead, but that's what our heroes are saying. I'm like, that's what we did last time, which I think is not going to be how you defeat them, but just the idea of like introducing that again. I'm like, ah, come on. Oh, I have a question for you.
Yay.
If you think if Demon Slayer was not as well animated as it is, do you think you'd be watching it? Like the story, would you
Oh,
be?
maybe. 'Cause like the biggest thing for me is that I started Demon Slayer like before I even knew what it was, like a hype thing. Like I literally just saw it like on like pop up as like a new series or whatever. And I was like, oh, let's just give it a watch, because I think I was already like done or like towards finishing the rest of like what I was watching. And I was like, oh yeah, this is. I was like, this is pretty good. I did not know it was a fucking big thing until like later on when like people started talking more about it, and like the hype train started like, because man, like you have to understand, like for like compared to like season one, Demon Slayer right now is not compared to like season one. Season one was super hype. Him like using the water abilities and like learning how to use it. Him like killing the spider demon, killing the mom, not the mom, the guy who's controlling everybody. Then his then that water Hashira killing that other spider demon. Like then Zenitsu like activating his abilities to like, you know,
Turbo mode.
like chopping that, yeah, chopping off that dude's head, and like no one was expecting that. Like right now, it's kind of lackluster compared to season one.
Okay. To be honest, I don't know if I'd be watching if it wasn't one hype and two.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so. This I don't think you'd be watching
Yeah,
it.
if it wasn't for
I don't think you'd be
animation and the
watching
hype factor about it. And since I started watching season, I don't know if I'd be watching it. People love season one. The soundtrack was beautiful, I'll tell you that. Like
Soundtrack was
the intro,
pretty
till
good,
this day, I'll just listen to that intro randomly. And dun, 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 dun. That like when he's about to kill a demon, or like when it's the sad moments within the OTS is yeah. like, you know. OST, I said OCS. The OST is like really good, and I don't know if they still use the same one in the following seasons, but it's good. But I don't. There's nothing special about it to me.
Yeah,
that stands out so far yeah. That's like, this is why I watch Demon Slayer. This is why I watch Demon Slayer, just the animation and the fluidity. That's why I watch it. But like, story wise and what's going on, like, that's nothing is like throwing me off, like, as like an Attack on Titan, where it's like, oh shoot, or JJK, or a Hunter x Hunter. Like, there's a lot of shows that even Dragon Ball Z, like, you know exactly what you're getting into and why you're watching it, not because the story is the best story in the world. But you have a reason why you're going back to it. Or me watching just freaking Pokemon, for example, right? I don't watch Pokemon.
Yeah, it's
but there's something where you're watching it. I'm like, there's not.
Because I think even for season two, I think everybody was hyped just to see like what the Wooden Hashira could do.
Yeah.
Like, we're just like, oh, this guy's fucking a big guy, blah, blah, blah. He's trying to save his wives. And like,
and it was in the Pleasure District, too. I think they toned it down a little bit, but it was supposed to be
the entertainment.
It was supposed to be where, you know, things get down over there. And homie had three wives. That's crazy.
And like, yeah, and like, I don't know. I just feel like the second season was way more engaging than this.
Well, we're only in four episodes, and I talked to another friend, and he said he was skipping this season because he read the manga, and this part of the anime, the manga was kind of like the low part, kind of like the low where nothing's that makes not sense then, really. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like things happen, but it's like, okay, moving on.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like where I said, I'm like, I don't think I'd be watching this. One, if I wasn't, had friends talking about it, requested, like all that kind of stuff. And if the animation wasn't that good.
Are you, other than Demon Slayer, are you watching any other anime?
Yeah, I'm not watching it yet, but I want to watch what's that one with the, they're trying to get the immortality thing on
Hell's Paradise.
I want to watch that. Yeah. I started reading the manga, and I think I'm like, maybe I should just watch the anime instead of trying to get it.
Hell's Paradise, because I that's one of the things on my list. I think I told you this already. Hell's Paradise is, so far, it's okay. I'm pretty interested in the story and how they're gonna, like, I just hope they don't end like on a cliffhanger.
Yeah,
because that's gonna be a really bummer. They have to wait for next season. I might as well just watch or read the manga.
It's gonna end on a cliffhanger because, you know, the story, they're not gonna tell the whole story, even though the manga's complete. It's going to be at least three seasons or so.
Three seasons?
I'm assuming, because that's just how that's how these things go. At the end of the day, this is to make money. They have to make money. There's no point in, like, I think it's over 100 chapters. You can't adapt 100 chapters in 12 episodes. So.
Yeah. True. But yeah, I would honestly just say watch it, man. Like, so far, it's pretty interesting.
The only reason I'm interested in watching it is because it's considered part of the Dark Trio. One of the stories in Shonen Jump where they're considered a little bit more mature in their subject matter and their violence. You could see it's like, it's edging towards seinen instead of shonen. So it's kind of like a little bit aged up. Some of the subject matter, like the hero might not always be do right always. Yeah. Like, that's why JJK, like, I like it so much. The next season, Gojo does some shit, and you're like, huh, wow.
Yeah.
What's his name? This is another thing. What's the name of the protagonist in JJK? Fuck. What is JJK?
The main character is
Itadori. So Itadori does some shit later on. He's like, nigga, I'm not a good guy. I do I think it was something like this. Might be a little bit spoiled. I'm not going to tell you. But at first, he's like, yeah, I got to do the right thing. He said, you know what, nigga? I'm not. Yeah, I am just like you. I am a. Now that I think about it, fuck all this with honor shit. And I was like, yo, and he just like beat the brakes off of somebody. And then another thing, what's his name? Killed someone. Megumi. Like straight up killed someone. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a situation where it's like kill or be killed type thing, but he still killed somebody. And a lot of shonen, the heroes, if you notice, they don't ever really kill someone.
And yes, then the civilians are
usually not just civilians, obviously civilians, but like the person they're fighting, they also find a way to defeat them without killing them. And Megumi just killed somebody. I remember when it happened. I can't even remember what happened or how it happened, because I text you when I read that chapter and said something like, "Yo, JJJ is crazy." Da da da. Oh my god, I've never read a shonen story to be like this. And of course, Chainsaw Man is in that same realm. And
Chainsaw Man, did you watch it?
It's
so good,
so good. And the reason I like it is because it's so grown up. Even the mature compared to what you expect from shonen. Like you have the main character who, like, this is when I thought, like, I was like, oh fuck. One, they were talking about him trying to get laid and the girl trying to fuck him when she was drunk.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, I ain't really about that. But it was when he, a character dies in the show that was part of the group. And the main character was thinking, he was like, why don't I feel anything though? I feel like I should be sad, but I don't feel anything. And I'm like, I'm okay already from when that person died. And they were getting really close, him and this character. And then he was thinking about, like, who would die and I would feel something for? And he started listing out people. He's like, yeah, I'd be sad. It'll take me. And he started calculating how long it would take him to get over these people. And I was like, oh, this is different. Because in the person that's on the top of his list, he's like, yeah, I'd be sad for a week. But I think after a week, I'm good. I'll move on. And he said, all I care about is having a meal to eat every day. I don't really care about much. As long as I'm fed or I'm loyal to whoever feeds me. I was like, oh damn. Like you don't hear shonen characters say that, because I think a character asks them, whose side are you on? The good guys or the bad guys, basically. He's like, I don't know what fight you guys are having. All I care is I'm on the side whoever keeps my belly full, to be honest. And I feel like as the story goes on, he probably will change and things will change a little bit. But I hope it doesn't. I really pray it doesn't. Like, obviously, I think he should improve and grow as a person. But I'd be fine if maybe he doesn't side with whoever feeds him. But for the most part, kind of like, I don't know. I'll do the most logical thing here.
You know what's crazy with Chainsaw Man? Like, I felt like I was watching anime, but I felt like I was watching like a different type of anime. Like, compared to like everything that's coming out, everything that I have watched, I felt like I was watching, I don't know, it felt refreshing to me when I saw Chainsaw Man. I don't know why.
I can't really put my finger on it. The same. I binged it.
I don't know why, but I felt like I legitimately felt different from watching this.
You know what it is? Animes. I'll tell you right now, you're used to your anime characters.
Oh, fuck you.
You're used to your anime characters being wanting to be Hokage and being the best, and being the best cook, being the best volleyball player, saving their sister, you know, getting their clan's eyes back, meeting their dads, you know, all the tropes, right? And then this character comes, like, his goal in life is just to squeeze a titty one time. Like, that is different. And then after he touched the titties, he still didn't have a goal. He's like, well, I guess I accomplished that. Because he actually accomplished his goal within, like, maybe 8 episodes. No, less than that. Like, 5 episodes in, he accomplished his goal. And then he was like, now what? I guess I'll just keep living.
Bro, you know what's crazy? I feel like That's such a it's such a relatable
yes
topic, 'cause I think every guy once before or every girl like want to squeeze.
Yeah, that's like it. Who wouldn't? Like, that's a noble goal. Because he didn't. He thought he was gonna die anyway. He's like, bro, before I die, I just want to squeeze some titties. That's all I want. I don't care about nothing else. Just squeeze some titties and I'm fulfilled. And then
I'm so happy they actually animated him doing
the show was wild. Like, yo, the way they, but he touched some nasty titties, like she
from power
is power is like cool, but she's dirty.
Yeah. Because I remember just saying, like,
she doesn't shower. She doesn't. She's a dirty girl.
But he's also a dog, so it makes sense, though. Yeah. So he don't give a damn.
Yeah. But that's why he said he didn't feel nothing when he touched Power's tits. Power's tits, really.
Oh, yeah. He wants what's her name?
Maki.
Yeah.
Makima.
See, it's crazy. We know these fucking people's name, but I can't tell you anybody in fucking Demon Slayer.
That's because.
Like, fucking crazy. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's just
because Demon Slayer is. I don't know I'm gonna tell you how you don't know everybody's name
I'm not saying
no everybody from season one comes, let me tell you,
but it comes up okay. What we call it, a lot faster.
What's the name of the black haired guy that's with Denji, like their his sensei? He's like he has the cone. The wolf.
Aki.
Okay. Aki. What about the girl with the knives?
Oh, fuck. I actually like her. She's fucking funny.
I like her, too.
Colbini? Colbini. It's something like that. Colbini.
Okay. What's the name of the girl? I'm not going to spoil, but throw up scene.
It's already out. Himeno. Himi. Heman. I don't know how I'm pronouncing shit.
You're Himeno. Cheating some way.
No, like I legit remember this guy. It's like the guy with the sick voice act, like that the badass older guy.
Kishibe.
Kishibe. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. They're more impactful. The story is just more impactful.
I can't tell you the fucking demon's name, though. Like, the fucking, this chainsaw demon person.
It was just a sword that demon. Name. That's what I call him.
No, Denji's a demon. Like, oh. His actual demon.
Pochita.
I don't know the name of that.
Poch or something like that.
Because I think they did such a well job introducing the characters where it's impactful to the audience where, like, oh,
one thing I don't like, though, and maybe it's going to be expanded on later, is they did introduce a bunch of hero like characters at the end of that season, like the angel demon and all those, like the
I don't know.
Like they're all in the intro of the of the show, like in the movie theater.
Let's talk. Wait, dude, that intro is fucking.
I solid. Hated it at first, and it grew on me. I didn't hate it. I was just.
It has a lot of references.
I was like, it was okay. Oh yeah, it has a lot of references. The imagery, yes.
Yeah, that's so.
But like,
sick.
I was. Like, I'm talking about more of the song. I was like, I don't really care for it. Yeah. And then after a while,
the song's all right.
I never skipped. And that's one of the few anime I don't skip the intro. I'd be nah. I'll be like, yeah, this shit good. This shit is amazing.
Damn.
I actually love that intro.
Demon Slayer was freaking awesome. Like, again, like
Chainsaw Man, you mean?
Surprised they, I mean, Chainsaw Man. Demon Slayer is kind of, right now it's kind of, as they say, mid.
I've always thought it was mid. I just never saw the hype. It dethroned freaking One Piece for a while. And I just didn't, I never got it.
The hype? I want to say the hype was like season one. Season one, then Mugen Train, then season two. Like, honestly, I think that's really what was like.
But I mean, this season, it's not fair. Factor. The season just started. We're only four episodes.
That's true. Yeah, like I said, like that's why I'm going to reserve, like, even though I give it a rating, I'm going to reserve like my total opinions towards the end. But this is how I'm feeling so far. This is how I think. This is how I'm gonna predict. This is what I think is gonna happen to Demon Slayer. Let's see. Oh, we're fighting. We're fighting. We're fighting. Oh no, I'm losing. I'm losing. Oh, up oh, here I am to save the day. Here's a Hashira.
There's two Hashiras now.
Exactly. Oh wait, no, they're getting. Oh, they're getting pushed back.
Yeah.
Oh, by the power of friendship.
Yeah, that's just kind of how it goes.
By the power of friendship.
That being said.
We will go.
How do you feel about Nezuko's transformation? I'm not a fan. I feel like it's just sexual bait. Like it feels weird to me because I see her as a child, and you grow her up and give her some massive tits and legs. And I'm like, it feels uncomfortable.
I actually like the transformation. Like I think it was I think it was very, because again, for people who haven't read the manga, I think it's very like surprising that like she's able to do something like, because you know if you were watching like it didn't really hint that she was hinted that she was able to like use some type of power, but it was never hinted that she can like transform.
It kind of does because she could grow her body, and her size. That's kind of like her ability. She grows her size, and she could shrink it.
I guess. Yeah, so I guess.
I don't know if it. I don't understand the. Maybe they explained it and I just missed it.
I like it just because the fact of like, they hyped her up too. So it was not just only like Tanjiro getting hyped up. It was her, like, oh, she can regenerate as fast as like an upper moon or whatever. Yeah. And like,
I mean, that's the problem. It's like she grew, like, she just became strong out of nowhere. Like, she just transformed out of seeing her brother hurt.
But it kind of makes sense because again, the whole entire story for demons it all goes back to like, you know, drinking Michael Jackson's blood, so like maybe like she got like, you know, it just she just took it well. She's able to like
but she's only going to keep getting stronger though in the span. And a lot of times, let me tell you, and this is another problem. I guarantee you, I don't know the story, but they're going to defeat Muzan. Within a year, story, like within universe or less. I would say less.
A year? Are
you maybe sure? Less.
Is it a year?
I feel like within a year from this point in story to the time they meet Muzan, I feel like there's not going to be a time skip of like them having to train to get stronger. I feel like they just every season is going to be a new upper moon to beat up. And then they beat it up. And towards the end is going to be the. Muzan and Upper Moon 1.
I think Upper Moon 2. What's his name?
Daki? No, not Daki. Oh. I forgot the name. But regardless, I feel like it's within a year. You're telling me these people are competing with Hashiras and fighting relative to Upper Moon 1 and Muzan. Within, like, yeah. I don't even think... I'm just giving it a year, and I don't know, but that's just my theory, and that's how most shonen goes. Like, how is this dude 14, 15? I don't know.
Yeah, but it's also, I think, what they did to balance it is that they have the Miss Hashira, which is, like, around Tanjiro's age.
Yeah, so, that doesn't like, make oh, sense. He's that strong, though, as a Hashira. Yeah.
Honestly, man, I think we just have to see how it plays out because I can tell you now, if like no matter how good the animation is, like if the story starts to like fall flat, and like if they take too long to wrap it up and like complete the manga, I don't think the anime, I don't think the fandom will be, you know, as hype as they are right now.
No one has a like obviously nobody's going. I'm just one of the few people that has a problem with. Them being able to beat up like everybody's used to this, like nobody cares. It's not something that people are like, wait, he's 14. No,
I think you'd be surprised. I think a lot of people will say,
yeah, it. I just like my characters one a little bit older, and two, like I don't like when they beat someone who's so far ahead of them in power. Yeah. Like for example, One Piece, right?
All right, sorry for that intermission. Something happened. So where were you, Emmanuel?
I was just going to pick up exactly where I left off, like nothing happened. but you gave a welcome back day, so never mind. So what I was gonna say is kind of like when a hero fights somebody who is toted to be like super duper strong.
Yeah.
I feel uncomfortable when they come up on top. Like, and I was bringing up Luffy and Kaido. That one was done a little bit better because Kaido killed him and beat him up like literally knocked him out at least 5 times mm-hmm. before Luffy kind of got the upper hand or whatever. And literally Kaido fought the whole nation. Some of the top guys in the story, like at that time on the island, and he still was clean. He was still good. So it kind of like it showed you that he went through a lot, and he also was carrying a whole island while he was fighting everybody. I don't know how much strain that takes on him, but it must take some kind of energy to
you know what's crazy?
Keep it up.
Fucking One Piece, they're fighting. Animation is getting wild.
Like for the anime, I don't like it.
For the anime, oh my god!
I don't like the auras they keep doing. It's fucking annoying.
I guess
hate it. Like this whole Dragon Ball Z aura thing. Everything has a fucking aura around it. And it's like ew. I just don't like it. I like old school. Just how they used to do it. Dragon Ball Z is the only. Not the only one of the few things I like that aura around the person thing, but One Piece
this is a
like,
Super Saiyan.
Yeah, this they overuse it, and I don't even watch the anime. But like every time I see a clip come out, or oh look what Zoro did, or look what Sanji did, I'm like, why are they all like in a fucking?
What gets me is that fucking sound effect that they always use of like Luffy like going around. Like if anybody is going super fast, they have a fighter jet sound.
Really? I don't watch it, so I wouldn't know.
Go like okay, yeah. What's the same?
Send me
like,
a clip.
For everybody who has ever watched anything One Piece, if Luffy or anybody who's going like oh he's going really fast or he's moving really fast, it's a fucking fighter jet sound.
Yeah, that's fast.
That's just so funny.
Do you think they think faster than a fire jet?
Then like the aura is always like that's always the
that's what they use for damn how you call it Conqueror's Haki.
Yeah. Like, the cool. Sound effects is so funny to me, and like, but in terms of animation, dude, they're like animating some of the stuff they're doing is like getting really good. Like for fight scenes, I understand that you don't like it, but man, like in the perspective, like animation and like choreography, it is well.
I guarantee animated. You, next season or next arc, is going to go back to normal. They're just doing it for this fucking arc, I think.
Yeah. But it's pretty... So far, man, like... But yeah, I like how we just talked about everything else but Demon Slayer.
That should tell you how great Demon Slayer is. Yeah. But...
But yeah, I think... But all in all, I think I'm just going to withhold my judgments, even though I already passed them. I'm going to withhold my final opinion until the series ends.
Yeah.
The end of the season. And then from there, I'll be like, oh, I'll give it a rating. But right now, it's very...
It's an enjoyable watch, in my opinion.
It's lackluster, but I'm still gonna hold on through and hope for the best.
Yeah, it's not like lackluster for me. It's about right where I expected it to be.
Yeah.
The only thing is, like, kind of like my taste in media is a little changing. It's changing. It's making me not enjoy certain things. Sorry about that. Not enjoying certain things, but I feel
my guy talking about Demon Slayer, he got sleepy.
Nah. But given the medium that it is, I feel like it's fine. It's just like me eating fried chicken and saying it's too oily. It's kind of like, yeah, it's fried chicken though. Like, yeah, it could. Of course, you could reduce some of the grease depending on how you fry. But it's fried chicken. This is shonen. This is just the story. It's just me saying a horror movie is too scary. It's like, yeah, some are more scary than others, but the whole point of it being a scary movie, being a horror movie, is that it's scary. An action movie, because it has, you know what I mean? This is a shonen. These tropes are going to be there. Some use more than others. Some, you know, don't use certain overplayed tropes. But for the most part, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, for sure. No, I agree with you. Honestly, I think that's a great way of putting it so far. Just in general, honestly, for a lot of shonen. You already know what to expect. I think it's just like everything else. It's just the delivery.
Yeah.
I think that's
really I think I'm starting, like, after you see something 1,000 times, it's just kind of the same reason why we don't watch Pokemon, right? We might play the games, we might enjoy. Even the games, you probably don't even enjoy the games as much anymore, just because it's like, damn, it's like the same thing. I'm just playing.
Yeah, you already know. You already know what's going to happen. Yeah. That's the predictability. I think that's honestly why a lot of people get out of like anime and like a lot of stuff like that. It's just because like it's the same song and dance, but with different people and different like animation.
Yeah, you just gotta find different. You gotta find different
I think
anime.
I think honestly that's why I like Chainsaw Man. It was just different.
Yep.
And but anyways, I think that's
gonna do it for us today.
Yeah, I think that's gonna be it. But all right, guys. We'll see you guys on the next one.
Peace.